The first training camp of the Gary Kubiak era is underway at the UC Health Training Center. Broncos thrilled to welcome back fans so they can watch firsthand how this team is preparing for week one in the Baltimore Ravens. Not even a week in, but plenty to digest. Thanks for joining us. Broncos TV Live from Buffalo Wild Wings starts right now. Hi, everyone. Training camps across the country are open for business. The 2015 football season has officially started here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Highlands Ranch. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV, joined by Andrew Mason and Phil Milani. Thanks so much for taking a minute to join us tonight. For the next half an hour, we got a lot going on. We're going to get you all caught up for what happened during the first 5 days of training camp. We've got some great guests here tonight. Wide receiver Cody Latimer will join us. Former Broncos guard Chris Cooper, he is also here. Some great guests for the next 30 minutes, and we got a lot to get to. Before we do, guys, we have enough of a sample size so far to have some immediate quick-hit reactions from the first 5 days at camp. Andrew, let's start with you. I think we've seen plenty of change, but we're all looking for some very specific things.
Yeah, the offensive line, you want to see progress and growth from those guys, of course. It's guaranteed that at least 60% of the starters up front are going to be guys that did not start for the Broncos last year. And young players, especially Tyson Brillo, I think have shown a lot of progress so far.
Yeah, Ty's been working well. I think Coach Dennison spent some time acknowledging the work he's put in. He's getting better every single day. It's what you're supposed to do during camp. Phil, for you.
When everybody goes out to training camp, they all want to see the offense. But I like what I've seen from the other side of the football. The defense is moving around well. You look at a guy like Shane Ray, the first-round pick, much bigger in pads than you would have thought maybe he was, and that pass rush is going to be something else. You see Von Miller's frame of mind heading into camp. DeMarcus Ware seems fresh, and with Wade Phillips' scheme, it's going to be freewheeling, less thinking, and just more reacting. So that's exciting.
Yeah, Shane Ray in those pads, not only does he look huge, he still has that quickness, the way he moves in and out of individual drills. He is showing that off early. We'll see that plenty, I think, in the preseason where he gets more comfortable with Wade Phillips. For me personally, it is the regime change that is out in the open for everyone, including the fans who are back at camp this year, for them to see how head coach Gary Kubiak and this staff are running camp. It is all business. There are very few breaks when guys are getting water in between drills or walking around. They go from team drill straight into 9-on-7, straight into 7-on-7, straight to special teams, back to team drill. Everyone's paying attention. So far, I've seen also, guys, I've seen Eric Studisville grab the running backs, huddle around them during individual periods when it's not quite the tempo he likes to see. And he lets him hear it. He lets him have it. He's coaching him up immediately. And the same with Tyke Tolbert. He did the same thing also so far early on in camp. It is very different from last year, and it sticks out. And if you've been at camp so far, I'm assuming you've noticed what you've seen, the difference from the last couple of years. Well, let's get right to our first guest. He'll be on in just a minute. Right now, we're thrilled that Cody Latimer is here because we got a lot to talk to him about. This year, he's getting much more reps because Demaryius Thomas is slowly getting eased into this offense. And also, don't forget, this year, he's not coming off a foot injury. Right now, he's healthy.
First started playing football my junior year of high school. So, was a basketball player growing up, but, listened to my mom and decided football was the way to go. I love football because, just the excitement of just the fans, coming out here and just working every day, having teammates around, it's like a brotherhood, And just making my family proud, So football, it's just a different lifestyle because I don't know what I would be doing without it, So it's helped me in the long run. Last year, I just wasn't, mentally into it, I was new and was just not focused. This year I'm like totally focused. I go home and study. I study a lot. I ask questions and do all the stuff now, so I go out on the field and I don't make mistakes. Best football memory at any level. Probably it had to be, for now, catching that first pass of Peyton I had got last year. That was a good memory, but off the field, it gotta be the draft. There's no feeling like it. It's a great organization, great people, they take care of you, and look out for you in your best interest. I love it here, just being in Broncos country, period. The fans are amazing, it's just a great place to be.
We're back here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Please be joined now by Broncos wide receiver Cody Latimer. Cody, I was just saying during the break, thanks for taking time during your off day to come spend some time with us. Want to go right away into what I think must be an incredibly dramatic experience for you compared to last year. How different this camp must be for you. You're healthy. You're getting all of these reps. How different is this compared to last year?
I mean, it's much more comfortable this year. You know, last year coming in, you know, I was hurt, so I had to sit out a while in OTAs. So I was already behind because of that. But, you know, this year getting to start off at Duke with Peyton and, you know, them guys, Emmanuel, gave me a great head start. So, you know, I'm able to go out there, and it's fun now. I'll be able to play fast and just make plays. You know, last year I was doing too much thinking and, you know, was nervous. I was already behind. So, but now, like I said, it's more comfortable, and I'm able to go out there and just make plays.
One thing that we heard when camp was starting was that Emmanuel Sanders said he's excited for you. He said he also felt like maybe you were a little bit overlooked after last year. You kind of feel like you have something to prove this year?
I kind of do, but it's more to myself and my team. You know, they, you know, reached up and drafted me, you know, picked me to, you know, come produce for us, you know, and help win championships. And, you know, last year I felt like, you know, I didn't play that role and wasn't able to do that. But, you know, like I said, I feel like I owe it, you know, to my teammates and myself to go out there, you know, and do what I can to help the team, you know, get a championship.
How, Cody, does this comfort level you have where you're much more calm and you're much more confident, how does that help you specifically when you're in team drills, when you're in 9-on-7, whatever it is you're doing? How does that help you get better each practice?
I mean, just because you know what you're doing. You know, you got the huddle and line up. You know what route you're going to run. You know how you're going to do it. You know, all that comes into effect. And when you're comfortable, I mean, you're able to just play fast. You know, last year you sitting there overthinking like, oh, man, how do I run this route? How am I going to do this? But, you know, like I said, then I got that comfort level with my coaches and teammates and with Peyton especially. So, you know, I just go out there, you know, make a play for him, or, you know, he's trusting me this year, you know, throw me the ball around a lot. So it's been an exciting training camp.
You mentioned that trust with Peyton Manning. That started at Duke. What was that like, and how's that process kind of carried over to camp now?
I mean, it was amazing. You know, got to stay there a couple of days and, you know, get a head start in the offense. You know, it was a new offense coming in, so we didn't know what we were going to do. But, you know, got to get different routes going, you know, work on timing and things like that and study. So, you know, it gave me a great head start that, you know, allows me to play fast now.
You guys spent practically all of Tuesday working pretty much 25 yards and in, a lot of red zone work. I noticed you spent most of your time between the numbers, inside the middle of the field. What do you have to be aware of when you're running those routes? It really stood out yesterday.
First of all, beware of defenders. You know, you got big guys in the middle that are there to take your head off, but, you know, we're not going to do that in practice. But in the game time situation, you know, you got to look for blitzes and things like that because the ball could be coming quicker and things like that. But you just got to make sure you protect yourself going across, you know, the middle of the field.
You got some pretty big battles with Bradley Roby. How's that been going?
It's going good. You know, it's always been a competition between me and him, going to Ohio State and then last year in training camp and things like that. It's always a battle. But, you know, Bradley is a great cornerback. You know, he's smart. And I'm excited for him. I feel like he'll have another big year.
These guys feel like, though, they can give you a few pointers when you're at the line of scrimmage. You know, hey, we've noticed you've been doing this.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I go against Tlaib and Chris all the time now. So they're always telling me things like, you know, in practice it was an interception. And he was telling me, like, I seen you were going to do this and that, and I mean, you know, they coach me up all the time on the sideline, so, you know, I really take that, you know, into consideration and put it towards my game, and I thank them for doing that.
We saw not only that route running, but we saw you really kind of showing the hands, catching those balls that are coming in really fast in between traffic. The last 5 days of camp, though, I'm sure there are things you did that you liked and things that you want to work on starting tomorrow at 9:30 when the team is back on the field. What do you take away from how you've done so far early on in camp?
I mean, I can always do better. It's passes that I still, you know, could have called, should have called, route running. You know, you can never be perfect route running. You know, got to always work on that and how to go against. You know, I've seen how the cornerbacks are playing, our defense is playing now, so I could change things up and know how I'm going to run this route or that route now. And, you know, I've seen the physicality of it, how we're coming into camp, so I know how to, you know, what the physical side is going to be like. So, yeah, I think I'm prepared. You know, I got to go in there and still got to make sure I play a little faster on offense, got the huddle and get lined up quick and know what I'm doing.
Get lined up and go. Well, I was going to say,
we opened some of the questioning up to Twitter.
That's right.
Sly Martinez on Twitter, he wants to know, who's your mentor in the locker room?
See, it's not just one, you know, because I speak with, you know, my locker's right next to Owen Daniels, you know, and Demarius and all of us right there. So I look up, you know, Bubba Caldwell, Emmanuel, Demarius, guys that have been in the league for a while, know what they're doing, and that's been successful in the league. So I look up to them guys. You know, I got to say my skill position guys.
And then we have one other one. Joshua Braun wants to know, how's your alma mater? How's Indiana going to do this year?
I'm hoping they do great. You know, it's been a while. You know, we always, powerful offense, but I heard, you know, the defense is going to look good this year. So I'm excited about what Coach Wilson's going to do. And, you know, I feel like he's going to turn it around.
Okay. Well, it has been too long since you've been back, going into your second year. But I'll tell you what, all of us here who cover this team, work for the Broncos, can't wait to see what you can do this year. wide receiver Cody Latimer, a healthy wide receiver Cody Latimer, taking time out of his off day to join us here at Buffalo Wild Wings. We got about 20 minutes left in the show. When we come back, we'll get Andrew Mason back in the chair and dive a little deeper into camp.